You locked into The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music.
That was Moody Man with Let Me Show You Love.
That's right. And our first topic for this evening is on live music. Where, how can it start again? Over the last couple of months, we have touched plenty, both the both of us and Ali and Ofni as well, about how especially the arts and the live music scene have been affected by COVID-19. Over the weeks, we've seen how the music community and fans have made the best out of a bad situation, right? Live streaming their shows. Recently, the last time we were on the show, we were talking about drive-in concerts, right?
Yes.
Which is a thing now, and yeah. I love it. Last week, Off and Ali talked about the first socially distanced concert or physically distanced concert. There was even a story, I'm not sure if you saw this, but there was a Malaysian woman in the UK who started an impromptu karaoke and dance session in the streets of the UK. That was pretty interesting. Mm. To watch. All these solutions are great to hear and all, you know, sensible short-term alternatives, still can't replace the experience of going to a live gig.
Yeah, that seems to still be the end goal, right? As much as we want to talk about the short-term measures, ideally, we still want to be gathered in a venue to enjoy music together, right?
Yes, we want the world to be normal again, right? Essentially. But Hanif, actually, we are getting close to there. Well, I say this very figuratively. Sporting events around the globe are slowly stuttering to a start behind closed doors, of course. Mm-hmm. But for the music scene and live shows in particular, that doesn't seem to be a light at the end of this very dark tunnel. That was the case until last weekend. Very exciting news that comes out of Taipei, where the National Symphony Orchestra held its first concert before a live audience at the National Concert Hall. The event was part of a two-week trial by the Taipei government to reopen arts and cultural events and venues. Out of the event, a total of 450 people were in the audience, filling up a quarter of the 2,000-seater auditorium. And of course, as you expect, SOPs were applied and the staff were diligently disinfecting all the equipment, temperature checks on everybody, face masks at the ready, protective plastic screens in place. And keep in mind that this is a seated concert hall and not a standing festival venue or live gig as you expect, you know, where the infrastructure is really there to make it safer for the audience.
Yeah, I think it's easier to manage crowd when it's a seated venue, right?
Yes, rather than just a car park, for example, yeah. Right? The world seems to be following suit, especially in classical and opera. Shows in Europe have announced dates for June onwards. And personally, this is pleasantly surprising to me as arts and culture. I don't know, we'll talk about this also in the next topic, but arts and culture amidst this crisis have been somewhere at the bottom of the list when it comes to opening up the economy again,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't seem to be the priority, at least for now. So that's a bit problematic.
And that's fair enough, yeah. Right? So hearing something like this is definitely a good thing. However, this piece of good news is merely a slice of the industry. Earlier in the year, Live Nation and EAG, two of the biggest event companies, that is, in the world, halted all shows for the year. And experts say it'll be at least till mid-2021 where we'll see some form of normality again. That makes me so sad.
Yeah. based on the examples that you've given, it seems like these they've been experimenting with venues that are a bit more, I guess, safer to control.
Mm.
Yeah, like seated concerts and whatnot, right? Opera theatres. And so I guess maybe they're still a bit scared to experiment with, like, a, you know? Like,
opening in phases, right? You start with this and then you move on to something else. So it's definitely step one, I guess this is. But even then, you know, when live shows do come back, when the car parks are open again for live programs, there'll be a psychological barrier for some of the fans. I don't know about you, but especially for me, I tend to think twice now when going to a crowded place.
I still struggle to even go to, you know, places outside of essential places.
So that's stigma. Stigma is probably not the right word, but there's that certain fear, right?
Yeah.
And I guess fans around the world, sure, you know, live concerts, events are all opening up, but would people actually go? That is the issue, I guess, I want to talk about today. How would live music survive in the post-corona world? Generally speaking, there's a lack of guidelines from the government for the arts. But some of the obvious things that I know, looking a little bit into my crystal ball, some of the obvious things we'll probably see in the future in live shows in the new normal. Moshing and crowd surfing, definitely a no-no. Yeah. Completely banned. Hallways and smoking areas will be heavily monitored, you know. These kind of areas are usually where people congregate, you know, talk about the show you just watch, normally in close proximity with each other. There was actually a 29-page guide by Event Safety Alliance, who are a group who are professionals in event planning, production, promotion in music, sports, and corporate events. The guide went on to suggest that do the regular sanitizing of door handles, soap dispensers, elevator buttons, having hand washing stations, as well as staggering lines into the venue so fans don't have to cluster in one big line. And that's a big one, isn't it? A big part of your time when you're going for a live concert or live show is lining up amongst a huge crowd of people. And something that was, you know, I guess an alternative to a solution to this problem is something called virtual queuing, as said by the Event Safety Alliance. I'm still not quite sure what virtual queuing is, but this will cut down the time in line through back checks and ticket scanning. So basically, in your ticket, you are scheduled to come at this time. And if you don't turn up at this time, you might be turned away.
Wow, that's interesting, considering that I think if you want to attend a gig that requires you to, like a gig that starts at 9, you have to be there at 7, right?
But not just that, you know, you have to be there at 7, and then there'll be another group of people that have to be there by 7:30. So it's a very, I don't know how they're going to enforce this, but it's definitely something to think about, I guess. Another thing, right, and another layer that's definitely a number one concern for event organizers is safety. So when these things do open up, how do you evacuate a crowd during an emergency? Yeah. Everyone be rushing through the doors. Another interesting note, and to finish off this story, there was a creative company called Production Club. They are a group that specializes in working on stage and experiences for clients in gaming, technology, music. And they've come up with a very bizarre protective suit designed specifically for concerts and festivals. I showed you the picture earlier in the day, Hanif.
Very futuristic. Looks a bit like Daft Punk's. Well, not really, but I mean, it looks very futuristic, like a suit like, from Star Trek or something.
Like a cross between Buzz Lightyear and Tron.
that's an apt way to describe
the highlights and all that. But this suit, I can't imagine really anyone in it, especially at a live show, but this suit has an N95 filter, an air ejection system, a selling pouch, and even snap-in canisters for drinking and vaping. So they thought about everything, these guys.
Yeah, people might think that it's a sci-fi convention or something.
Maybe, yeah, definitely, for sure. But if you have time, do go check out this suit again. It's called the Migra Shell from the Production Club, and it could very well be the new normal at live shows, who knows?
Yeah.
Talking about this story, this topic might be jumping the gun a little bit. It might be a little bit too soon to talk about, but with the arts and culture stagnant over the last couple of months, we're asking you on the Pulse today, would you go for live shows in the world post-COVID-19? Feel free to tweet us at BFM Radio on Twitter. We're on Instagram as well at BFM Radio, or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Would you go for live shows in the world post-coronavirus?
Up next, we're going to be talking about the future of the arts, I guess a more broad term, I guess in light of a university in New Jersey pulling music programs. Now, I think that's as much as that is one incident, I think it's worth discussing the future of the arts. Not be an alarmist, but I mean, it's worth talking about it, right?
For sure. But we have a tune before that.
Yep. This is a new one from The Killers, taken from their upcoming studio album, Imploding the Mirage. Initially scheduled to be released at the end of this month, but has been delayed due to delays in finalizing the album. This is The Killers with Fire in Bone, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.